This is another article that's been sent in by Janet Walsh, and it also comes from the Daily Express from Monday, the 27th of April. The headline is Living in Self-Isolation with Polar Bears. There is isolation, self-isolation, and then there is Svalbard, the remotest place in Europe. On Norway's vast snow-covered archipelago, 700 miles from the North Pole, where temperatures can plunge below minus 40 degrees centigrade in winter, they are in a real lockdown. Governor Kirsten Askholt has just extended quarantine for anyone arriving from outside the islands until May the 1st at least. Newcomers have to go immediately into home quarantine for 14 days, but there are not many new arrivals because getting there is far from easy. There are not many homes that could welcome visitors either. Unsurprisingly, the official advice is not to come at all. Svalbard, which has more polar bears than people, has good reason to fear an influx of the killer disease. On the outskirts of the tiny capital, Longyearbyen, at the foot of steep cliffs, there is a small graveyard whose simple white crosses you can see from afar. Here lie the bodies of seven young men who died in 1918 from the last great pandemic, Spanish flu, which killed at least 50 million worldwide, double the death toll in the First World War. The young men, Johan Björk, William Henry Richardson, Ole Christofferson, Magnus Gabrielsen, Tormod Albrigsten, Hans Hansen and Christian Hansen, were 18 to 29 years old and had come north to work in the island's coal mines, but brought the disease with them. In 1998, their bodies were exhumed and checked by a Canadian team, hoping to learn how to prevent a repeat of Spanish flu. They found only broken viral material because the bodies had frozen and melted over the years. So far, Svalbard's lockdown seems to be working. It has taken 30 samples locally and no one has tested positive. But last week, Governor Askholt warned, one must be prepared for the pandemic to recover. Tourists and other travellers are advised not to travel to Svalbard until further notice. If you fall ill, so that you need a respirator, you will be flown to a hospital on the Norwegian mainland. But last Monday, Svalbard began easing some restrictions by reopening the kindergarten, and today hopes to allow Longyearbyen's infant school to resume classes. Meanwhile, Svalbard's residents, all 2,428, virtually all in Longyearbyen and most of them in love with life in the Arctic, are observing similar restrictions to us here in the UK, including social distancing and regular hand washing. But their daily exercise goes beyond a stroll or a jog and includes snowmobiling, cross-country skiing or dog sledding. However, the governor has warned them to be careful. Her office wrote, people should go out for a walk. There are no restrictions on it. But the governor asked that Svalbard also take into account the advice given by the Rescue Services Centre that you do not embark on trips that are at risk of triggering rescue action. This is to limit the burden on the rescue resources, but also because accidents will lead to extra pressure on Longyearbyen Hospital and the limited capacity there. Be a little extra careful. While Britons get excited if they see a fox or a deer while doing their daily exercise, islanders frequently see reindeer, ptarmigan and Arctic foxes. Black and white snow buntings will soon be singing their simple mating song and Brent geese will be returning from Britain's coasts. But to go beyond the outskirts of Longyearbyen, you have to carry a gun or be accompanied by a marksman in case you confront a polar bear. The danger was highlighted in 2011 when schoolboy Horatio Chapel, 17, from Salisbury, died on an expedition to Svalbard when a polar bear dragged him from his tent. Environmental campaigner Silj Hagen, 35, said the pandemic is having a major impact, particularly on the tourism industry. Silj, who lives in Longyearbyen on the main island Spitsbergen with her daughter Oda, 7, said, it's a crazy situation the whole world is in right now. Svalbard is no exception. We are coping fine, but the situation has a huge impact on the businesses up north. we have had to cancel the Svalbard Ski Marathon and probably also the Spitsbergen Marathon in June. All other sports are stopped at the moment. Silge, whose love of winter sports saw her ski across Greenland a few years ago, added, "I feel so lucky that I am in Svalbard right now. There are no detected cases with the COVID-19 on the island, and we take all precautions to keep it that way. We have all the food we need. It comes by boat. Over Easter, we had some great days at our cabin just outside the airport with amazing sunsets, reindeers and polar foxes around, and some really nice time together. We are trying to make the best of the situation." And there's some incredible photos with this article, as you can imagine, of the Arctic landscape with mountains and lakes and people well wrapped up. And there's one, of course, of a polar bear. And the background to that is some tents, which must be a research project or something, I would imagine. And there's some giant glaciers that form the icy wilderness around Spitsbergen. An incredible landscape.